It's one of the most enduring cold case mysteries in Australia, the disappearance of the Beaumont children. Today marks 50 years since the three siblings vanished from a beach in South Australia. Many say the case marked a loss of innocence for Australian society. Police still receive around one call every 4 days about the case and are continuing to investigate new leads. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
In 1966, three children got on a bus to Glenelg Beach and never came home. More than 9 months later, their parents, Jim and Nancy Beaumont, were still searching for them.
Well, we just got to just wait and hope and pray, because I don't believe that the children are dead, and I'll cling on to the hope until there's any evidence found otherwise.
50 years on, and police still don't know what happened to the Beaumont children.
Just three innocent children being taken from their family that day, and for all intents and purposes, vanishing.
Detective Superintendent Des Bray says there is an active investigation into the disappearance.
Within the last couple of weeks, we had a call to the office, a decent, credible person who's been told something and they think they know who the offender is. So we've assessed that, and like a lot of the information before it, it's worthy of investigation. We've allocated a detective sergeant and another detective to go away to the country and explore those allegations.
Several high-profile criminals have been linked to the case over the years, including convicted child killer Derek Percy.
We've got, as I say, dozens of people who we haven't been able to eliminate, and some of those are the country's most notorious pedophiles and really evil people. But again, we get new people nominated and we look at those, and I think the worst thing that you could do is to focus on any one particular individual to the exclusion of others.
9-year-old Jane Beaumont and her siblings, 7-year-old Anna and 4-year-old Grant, were last seen talking and playing with a man at Glenelg.
The male that the children were seen with on the grass area was a bit in his mid to late 30s. He's about 6 foot tall. He was of tan complexion. He was of slender build, athletic build. He had fair hair.
Detective Senior Sergeant David Sheridan is currently in charge of the case. He told ABC News there was one final unconfirmed sighting of the children.
They've gone into this shop and they've purchased some pasties and some buns, and they've paid for this with a £1 note. We know that Nancy Beaumont, their mother, only gave them 7 shillings 6 pence. Also, the amount of food they purchased there was far more than what they needed, so they're obviously buying food for someone else as well.
The case had a profound effect on people in Adelaide and across Australia.
I think when this happened, and people thought it would never happen again, but tragically, we had the Adelaide Oval abductions afterwards. And I think it's at that point everything changed. So I think that's changed the way people think forever.
Detective Superintendent Des Bray admits the case gets harder to solve as the years go by.
If there was an offender still alive, that person would be between 70 and 100. A lot of our witnesses are elderly, some of our witnesses have died, some of the witnesses are no longer of sound mind. But just because something's hard, you don't give up, and we've still got opportunities for investigation that continue to be uncovered and explored.
Detective Superintendent Des Bray, ending Natalie Whiting's report.